Radio.
The other night I was watching one of those lifestyle documentaries on Foxtel, and it was about Niagara Falls, and it was about the beauty and the natural beauty of Niagara Falls, but it was also a bit about the history in recent times of the falls as a tourist destination. And I didn't realise, but the first person to walk across Niagara Falls on a tightrope was a French acrobat called Charles Blondin. Actually, he crossed it a few times, the documentary went on to say, and he was a true showman because he never used a harness, and yet he walked backwards on stilts and blindfolded across Niagara Falls. Sometimes he did somersaults, and he even wheelbarrowed out of a stove and cooked omelets on it while he was crossing the falls. But while the spectators watched this majesty from the safety of their spots on land, I think perhaps the most courageous thing that happened on the wire was that his manager, a guy called Harry Colcord, rode across the falls on Blondin's back. Having observed Blondin for some time, Colcord didn't just give lip service to Blondin's abilities, but demonstrated at the risk of his own life his full faith in his ability. Well, similarly, today's gospel reading finds Jesus asking his followers more than just an opinion or impersonal knowledge about who he in fact was. You see, he wants his disciples to grasp the depth of who he is and put their full faith into him. And so Peter responds, as you would probably expect, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And at first blush, it seems that Peter made the leap that Colcord made. But he wasn't really there yet. The foundation was there, but perhaps Peter would still struggle and misstep before coming Saint Peter, Pontiff and Martyr. He would still run away when Jesus was arrested, as we read later on in the Gospels. He would still deny him 3 times. But after a few false starts and a steep learning curve, plus the gift of the Holy Spirit, Peter did step out onto the high wire and demonstrate that he was ready to commit his life and his whole life to Jesus. Sometimes I think that we probably feel more like Peter and less like Colcord, but that's okay. Jesus was patient with Peter, and he's going to be patient with us as well. Day after day, he gives us opportunities to step out, many of them small, but occasionally something big. As we try our best to walk by faith and yield our temptations to Christ, he will become our strength. And even if, like Peter, we lose our way or our nerve, think of him walking on the water. Jesus will pick us up and keep working with us. He never tires of asking us, "Who do you say I am?" And he never tires of giving us different opportunities to answer him in faith and trust. Jesus, you have given your life for us. Help us to put our lives in your hands. Amen.
Radio.org.au